twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. Now, Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, the man called X. With a cunning and deadly scheme, with a plotting that touched three countries and crisscrossed an ocean between. Ken Thurston is called in late. But then, the last stages of any game are always the most dangerous.
I don't know whether you've heard about the deal or not, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know more about it when Miss Brooks gets that call through to Pringle. Anyway, one of the food commissions up here in the U.S. contracted to buy $1 million order of canned beef from the Genovan Export Packing Company in Montevideo.
Mm-hmm. Genovan Export?
Yeah. In fact, they advanced half the payment to this company so they could step up operations and make quicker delivery. The canning job was finished about 10 days ago.
The meat intended for European relief?
It was.
What do you mean, Chef?
Well, the inspector for the commission airmailed sample cans to Washington the first of the week. Ken, every sample was spoiled. The only thing he could do was order the whole shipment destroyed.
Oh, fine. And with the food situation over there the way it is.
Yeah. Well, it's probably nothing more than a bum job of processing. But anyway, Pringle went down there, and I had the papers on the deal sent up here to the bureau. In fact, they only got here a little while ago. Good Lord.
What's the matter, Chief?
Well, this report, look how it's signed.
Mm-hmm. Food Commission Inspector, Uruguay Division, P. Zellschmidt.
Pagan. Now, how the sand hell did that bird-brained little scoundrel ever get tied up with... Excuse me, this must be... Yes, Miss Brooks? Fine. She's through to Montevideo.
Good.
Hello? Hotel Regina? Let me talk to William Pringle. What? No. No, thanks.
Ken. All right, Chief, listen to it.
Bill Pringle was accidentally killed at 1:45 this afternoon. He fell out of his hotel window.
Bill Pringle. Bill Pringle's a little nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was an accident. But if it wasn't, then somebody's going to pay for it. You can count on that. Chief, I'm going to Montevideo. What do you know about this Mr. Gallivan?
Very little, senor. Except that he is the owner of this concern. The Export Packing Company has never been subject to police investigation before.
Oh, it isn't now. It's just that I'm following a hunch, that's all. Seems to have visitor leaving.
Again, my thanks, Mr. Gallivan. You may be able to work things out. Well.
Mr. Levine. I'm sorry, I don't believe... Ah, yes, the lady from France.
Yes, Lieutenant. You wanted to know, remember?
But of course, I checked your passport when you arrived on the plane yesterday. May I present Senor Thurston?
Senor Thurston?
Mm-hmm.
Resident of this beautiful little city, Lieutenant?
No, I just got in from the States a few hours ago. Apparently, my boat visited.
Oh, nice. And have we not found a lovely place to visit? Imagine it is summer in December.
No, then of course it will be winter here next July. Things usually balance up, Mademoiselle.
Yes, I suppose they do. I never thought of it that way. I am staying at the Hotel Regina this year.
Bye-bye. Hmm. For the first time, I envy you. In 1 minute, you have made a conquest.
I wonder.
Yes, but you are strong. And the perfume she was wearing.
Lieutenant, Mr. Gallivan, isn't
it? Of course. Shall we go in?
Huh? Oh, Lieutenant Ravine. Come in.
Thank you. Senor Caliban, this is Senor
Thurston.
Thurston? He's from the bureau in New York.
I see. Won't you sit down, gentlemen?
Senor Caliban, the little lady who went, she is a friend of yours, perhaps?
Miss DeMarra? Charming, isn't she? Sorry I couldn't oblige her. She wanted a job.
You don't see how you could refuse her.
Well, it wasn't easy. Mr. Thurston, if the commission sent you down here to turn the heat on for the money they advance, well, I haven't got it, and I don't know how I can get it.
I'm not interested in money right at the moment, Mr. Caliban, but I would like to know what caused the whole shipload of canned meat to turn out bad.
So would I. When your inspector called and gave me that report from Washington, I just couldn't believe him.
Now, as I understand it, the commission ordered the shipment destroyed, is that right?
Yes, and that would mean another big expense, if it hadn't been for the generosity of Monsieur Valton.
Who's Valton?
I only met him 2 days ago, a man with a badly scarred face. He's an agent for the French-Uruguay steamship lines, arranged to take the stuff aboard the New York-bound freighter Polonaise. It left Montevideo yesterday.
But the entire order is condemned. Why should it be New York?
Well, they put it in deck storage. It'll be dumped at sea.
Sure. It is tragic for the many people in Europe who needed that food. I think it'll be quite unfortunate for Mrs. O'Connor.
I swear by the father of my father...
Oh,
my father
pipe
of...
down, Pagan.
But
Inspector Welshman.
Mr. X, you always said I should work at something honest for a change. You were joking, of course. But
Pagan, you can't even spell honest.
A capital O,
oh,
N...
Oh, skip it. Whatever gave you the idea of working for the Food Commission in the first place?
For $500 a month? I mean, I saw no duty. And I did it. They pressed and drafted me. Why, the general manager of the Congress called me up and said...
I've already seen that letter of recommendation.
Said to me, he said... Oh, you mean the letter you wrote?
I mean the letter you wrote. You signed my name to.
But you were out of town. And anyway, I knew how you felt about it.
Oh, sure. Irreproachable character, highest ethics, a genius who speaks 9 languages fluently.
But...
You can't even speak 1 language.
But...
Down here to sample a $1 million meat order. Why, you wouldn't know how to sample shoe polish.
Huh? That just goes to show you. So I didn't. I hired an expert.
You what?
Sure, a little Uruguay named Pedro Zapata. What a sucker. He needed for practically nothing.
I'll bet.
Well, he was recommended by my very close friend, Monsieur Noble. The French consul, you know.
And how did you get to be a close friend of the French consul?
Oh, he dropped around last week just to pay a socialist call, you understand?
Yeah. Maybe I do understand, Pagan. Tell me, what does this Monsieur Noble look like?
Very distinguished. Strictly first-class big shot. Why... He even used to fight duels with Rex. Scars all over his face.
And so I can assure you, Monsieur Thurston, that during the 3 years I have been company agent here in Montevideo, no one by the name of Valton has ever been connected with the French Uruguay line. And also, as I told you, the French consul has been up in Panama for the past 10 days. He will not return before sometime next week.
I see. There's one more thing. One of the old freighters, the Polonaise, sailed to New York yesterday.
Oh, but you've been misinformed, monsieur. The Polonaise is bound for La Havre, France, not New York.
What do you know about a shipment of canned meat to be dumped overboard somewhere at sea?
Monsieur, joking, really, there is no such shipment.
Huh?
A large consignment of the type was shipped by, yes, Mr. Smith.
Smith, eh?
But most certainly not to be dumped overboard. You see it? Yes. Destination, the Isle of France.
Do you happen to remember anything about the appearance of this Mr. Smith?
Yes, I know the name, except for some rather deep scars on his face.
Well, thanks for your trouble. I won't take up any more of your time.
No trouble at all. The motto of our line is service with a smile, at low cost.
You're inspiring. Good day.
Uh-huh. There you are, Mr. Thurston. I thought you were going to stay there all day.
If I knew you were out here, I would have. Well, what's wrong, Pagan?
But Mr. X, he said for us to wait right here in the bottom of this little alley. He went to make a phone call.
Who did?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He was very good friend, the French consul.
I see. He came down here with you, huh?
Oh, sure. He was very anxious to meet you. As soon as he gets back, of course.
Yeah. Gets back from Panama, as a matter of fact.
Huh? Mr. X, what's the matter with that driver? Hey, look out where you're backing that truck!
Wait, there's no driver in that truck.
But then what?
Never mind, move, fast.
It hit that building. Right where we were standing.
Yeah. Nice if it's still been there.
But whatever made it... Oh, there's the council now getting in the car street. Look up the street. Yoo-hoo! Here we are, right over... Mr. X, he's driving off.
License number 4C697.
I guess it is a serious, Mr. Fair.
There you go. You want a bit?
Get a suit in my affair.
Couldn't stand the glamour, Pagan. Diplomat, consuls all over the place.
I still don't understand why he drove off down that little street.
No. Come in.
Anyway, if he's not a consul, then what's this all about?
Pagan, it's about $1 million worth of canned meat that somebody wants to make 5 million out of on the French black market.
Oh, well, that's right. What kind of a shady emotion do you use?
Not the kind of those names. A little French import named Jean Delaney. Who's going to visit us?
French import? That reminds me, how could anybody sell that meat when it's no good?
That's what I'm going to ask your help as soon as I can get Lieutenant Rubin to pick him up.
You mean my friend Pedro Zapato? But he...
Hello, operator. Get me Lieutenant Rubin at the Montevideo police. No, never mind, operator.
But, Mr.
Pedro,
how come he
changed
your mind?
Well, I think it's true. The police look for a man and we'll let him know where he is.
Huh?
Yes. I'll take a look behind this door.
Man Called X, starring Robert Marshall. Somewhere out in the South Atlantic, a cargo of canned meat is heading for the French black market. While down in Uruguay a few minutes ago, Ken Thurston walked into his hotel suite to find the murdered body of Pedro Zapato, the man who looked like some life or adventure. Right now, Ken and Pagan are making a hurried visit to Pedro.
There's something very suspicious about that Lieutenant Rodriguez fellow, Mr. Thurston. Why should he have this address of Pedro's in his file?
That old assistant of yours was a crook, Pagan. And he was working for a killer.
I don't see how you can say such things. Why, the French consul himself, monsieur...
Monsieur which? Noble or Valton or Smith? He's been all three.
Well, all right, then. I suppose you think I'm stupid.
Pagan, don't tempt me. 26B, here we are.
The door's open.
Well.
Maybe I'll tell you what's over here.
Anyway, still that same perfume.
Yeah. Hey, look at this joint.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. X, why should anybody tear everything up?
Maybe somebody didn't want Pedro Zapata to do any talking. Dead or alive.
Mr. X, Mr. X. Oh, the telephone.
Hello.
Senor Thurston?
Little Rubin. Somebody's already been here. They're throwing the place to pieces.
That I was afraid of. But I have frozen the license number you gave.
Oh, that's it.
The car belongs to a public rental agency at 104 Avenue Positas.
104 Avenue Positas. All right, Lieutenant, now's the time to put the lid on. Lock in the exit out of Montevideo. Make it fast.
Ah, yes, indeed, senores. That number is the license of one of our autos. The car is sitting in the back room at the moment.
When was it turned in?
That particular car was rented by the customer at precisely 1:48 yesterday afternoon.
1:48.
It was returned this evening at 5:26, something over 1 hour ago.
And who was the customer?
Mr. Smith.
Smith, eh? Part of a scarred face?
As a matter of fact, yes.
You're a friend again, Pagan.
No, Mr. Thurston, it's funny he never told me his name was really Smith. It is somewhat remarkable, this inquiry of yours. Only a little while ago, your lady was asking about the same man.
So? What did she look like?
Ah, ravishing, such elegance, such style, such...
Such perfume.
But how did you know?
He's following you to the Dale. He's on foot, and if you open, he'll hide that face. Pagan, Carver, he's in here. Ask every cab driver up the avenue if he's seen this Smith or Valton or Noble guy.
Mr. Sebastian, you can count on me.
When you find out anything, I'll get the hotel. Now get moving.
I'll drag the double-crosser in by my heels.
Oh, Pagan, remember how Pedro looked?
Sure, I'll mutilate him. Oh, no!
Hello,
Ken.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she's listed all right in the French file. Jeanne de Leone. Want a description of her?
Oh, no, Chief. I don't need it. I've seen her.
Now, look, Ken, if you've got some...
Thanks a lot. So long, Chief. Hey, why don't you be trying to track Valton?
Because I have already. Is all this expert fighting company joined?
Sure about that?
Well, that's where some cab driver took him about an hour ago.
An hour ago? Oh, come on, Pagan, let's go.
I became lost here in the darkness with this, and I was going to call you, Mr. Gilligan.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks. But the moment, I know who you are. I know what you are.
But how could you?
Well, because he is the man called X.
Oh, no.
Go on. Let's go ahead and pay that visit you were planning.
Huh? Oh, Mr.
Thurston.
Inspector
Zeltz. Good evening, Mr. Gilligan.
Mr. Donovan, we just caught a housebreaker outside of your warehouse. This little cauliflower here.
What? Why, it's Miss DeLeone. Say, what's going on here?
Can't blame you for wondering, Mr. Donovan. The room is coming pretty fast in this game. Has this your Valton been here?
Valton? Well, of course not. As far as I know, he's on a freighter headed for New York.
Mr. Thurston, I just figured it out. This guy, Donovan, is Valton.
What?
Sure. Why not? He needs his makeup to look like scars on his face. He's just abducted Jericho and Mr. Knight. Grab him.
Oh, pipe down, Pagan. I saw Valton, and he didn't weigh any more than Mr. Leone here.
Then who is guilty, Mr. Thurston?
Who's your Valton?
Huh? Who's that?
Come in, Lieutenant.
Who
is... I came as quickly as possible after I received your message, Senor Thurston.
Well, right on time, Lieutenant Levine. The only person who needs me on is Mr. Valton.
And I suppose you are going to tell us what has happened to him.
Yes. I wouldn't reach into that drawer, Mr. Gallivan. The little beam is recovered.
You will please not move, Senor Gallivan.
Please, I'll let me see the closet back to the desk there. Why don't you take a look?
Oh, sure, Mr. Gallivan, I'll be glad to.
You have to have the place searched, Lieutenant, but I did smell a clover smoke when I came in there.
It's him. He's in there with the holes all over him.
Well, Mr. Gallivan?
He's the one who did it, Valton. He talked me into it. He's the one who killed Pringle and Zapato.
Oh, no. He might have killed Pedro Zapato, but not Bill Pringle. Because at the very moment that happened, Valton was halfway across town running a car.
What?
Bill Pringle was my friend, Gallagher. Before I came down here, I swore somebody was going to pay for killing him. All right, now, talk. And tell the truth.
Wait a minute. Where does this little Villione number fit in?
Pedro, Mademoiselle de Leone has an agent of the French servant there.
Huh? That is correct, monsieur. You see, I followed Monsieur Valton to France when he was one of the leaders of the black market.
Well, that's that, Mr. Preston. I guess we did it.
Oh, sure. Yes, we did it, all right. Mademoiselle, I suggest you came to your headquarters and arrange a reception for that freighter when it gets to the land.
I shall take care of the matter, Monsieur Preston. And may I offer your sympathy in the loss of your friend?
Thanks, Mademoiselle. He died so a cargo of food could reach the starving people of Memphis. Maybe it's a very small reason for a man to give up his life. Maybe it's the biggest reason in the world. Next week, our story is called Delta Concerto. And don't let that title fool you. It'll be packed with mystery and suspense. As usual, Leon Balastro will be along in the role of St. John's Helpless. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. So until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Lucas. All characters and instruments used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. Remember, every Sunday night brings you two popular dramatic shows on CBS, The Man Called X and The Adventures of Sam Spade. Yes, for the best in entertainment, tune in and stay tuned in to CBS, the biggest show in town. This is CBS Columbia Broadcasting System.